when?
I got a little wrong.
Taking the lessons. Mm-hmm. But she plays so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she plays really even without the lessons. I guess she just wants to get
well,
better.
Then I guess there's some new things that come out. Mm-hmm. You never get through going to school from when you're teaching school or music. Mm-hmm. That's one thing you've got to continue or you can't keep up.
That's right. And once again, I don't think this got on the tape. When you were talking to your mother, what did you call her?
Mama.
And when you were talking to your father, if you...
Papa. Mm-hmm. And grandmama and grandpapa.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And when I was a girl, I called her Grandmama and Grandpapa.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. But it's afterwards that I called them Grand.
Mm-hmm. Now, your father and your mother together are calling your...
Parents.
And do you remember something that they would put babies in that would be sort of like a crib on wheels? Would have a hood on it, and if they wanted to take them outside, they'd put them in one of these things.
It was a buggy, wasn't it?
Baby buggy, was
mm-hmm.
it? Mm-hmm. Now, if they were going to take them outside, they'd say they were going to go out and...
Uh-huh. And put the top up, mm-hmm. let them get some air.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were telling me about these practical nurses that they'd have.
Mm-hmm. Used to call them mammies.
Mammies?
Mm-hmm. Negro mammies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they would help deliver the babies?
They would, no, if the doctor didn't get there,
if
they
the
would.
If the doctor didn't get there, they
but they were there to attend to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they used to keep in the bed. They didn't have hospitals, they were at home.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd keep them in the bed for 2 weeks anyway.
Oh.
Now they get up the next day. That they got that from the Indians, I know.
Uh-huh.
'Cause you know they'd have that on the street and keep on going.
And keep on going. Oh. Well, now would that be the same thing as a midwife?
Yeah.
Just the same?
Midwife, mm-hmm. That's what they called them.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
They didn't call them practical nurses, just call them midwives.
Oh, just call
them. Uh-huh. Or just a woman going to deliver a baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what the children would say. Mm-hmm. Well, we know we're going to have a baby.
They did. If a boy has, if his facial features are like his father, you'd say that that boy
resembles his father.
And if he just, if his ways are like his father's, then you'd say that he, if he doesn't necessarily resemble him, but it's just that his ways
uh-huh.
are like his, you'd say that he...
Say that he's a chip off the old block.
Yeah. That's really good.
I've heard that many times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, when people are talking about, for example, if a mother had looked after three children until they are grown up, you'd say that she had
reared her children.
Mm-hmm. Now, to a naughty child, you might say, "Now you're going to get a
whipping,"
and
a scolding.
Mm-hmm. And you saw a little boy that you had not seen in a long time, and he was taller, a lot taller. You might say, "My, how you have
grown."
And